Devin Bray. Great to have you here on this Wednesday morning. And the conversation continues, even though we take an hour of open lines. We hear from you, and we were talking this morning about the Canadian commitment to what NATO is pushing as a 5% spend on defense, 5% of the country's GDP. Mark Carney, the Prime Minister of Canada, committed to that earlier today. It looks as if NATO is moving in that direction. The conversation continuing on the text line, and I always appreciate that. In fact, what people are now doing, Clinton Lumsden saying, get rid of the 100,000 new bureaucrats that have come onto the public payroll in the last decade and get rid of the CBC. There you go. There's 5% for the defense budget paid for. People are coming up with their own priorities on the text line as to, here's ways in which the Canadian government can pay for this. I'll continue to get your thoughts throughout the show on the air. Well, this is a good news story. A release just came out this week from SIGA about what their record-breaking profit year looked like. And of course, that means that it's a record-breaking amount of money that they can reinvest into the community. I'm very happy to dig into this with the CEO of the Saskatchewan Indian Gaming Authority, CEO and President Zane Hansen, joining me by phone. Zane, thanks so much for taking the call.
Thank you, Evan. It's great to be joining you this morning.
This is another big, big year, record-breaking year. Profits, you must be pretty proud of the release that went out this week.
Yeah, it's certainly been an exciting time for us at SIGA. We've seen a fair bit of growth, getting back to a lot of investment and just creating some innovation in our company. So to see the results over the past year, we're really happy for that and all the stakeholders that benefit from that.
What do you attribute as key drivers of this success?
You know, probably at a broader scale, I think we're really, we benefit from a healthy and stable economy here in Saskatchewan. 2024 was another strong year overall that way. And I think you're seeing a lot of, you know, capital reinvestment out there. We've had an opportunity now, after kind of weathering the pandemic, to really get back into reinvesting back in our product. We had a big reinvestment in our customers with a new loyalty program, SIGA Rewards, over the past year. And we have a new channel with iGaming. We're in about our full second year of activity and seeing some good growth there. So a lot of factors contributing.
Zane Hansen is my guest, Saskatchewan Indian Gaming Authority President and CEO. I know in the release that was given yesterday, you talked about ensuring that your land-based casinos become entertainment destinations in the province. Is that about bringing in entertainment? Is that about, you just talked about a rewards program? Is it a complete package deal?
Yeah, you really want to put as much as you can forward for our customers to enjoy. So we look at everything from our core gaming product to the entertainment we bring in, food and beverage options, and just creating an atmosphere where people come and enjoy themselves in our properties. So
let's talk about online gaming, the new gaming act. Tell us a little bit more about what this has been like for SIGA.
Yeah, it's been a very interesting development for us. We're seeing a lot of activity there. We got going in the iGaming space with our partner PlayNow in November of 2022. So we've kind of about, you know, we're pushing on 3 years here this fall. We've seen really good growth. It's a new experience for us, whereas in the online world, there's a fair bit of unregulated and unlicensed play that goes on. So we're competing against that. But we're seeing good inroads, and we will... You know, we're really learning a lot in this field. And one thing SIGA always puts forward is to, you know, compete and put a first-class product out. So we got a lot of development underway.
What would you say is the biggest difference between the actual physical casino establishments versus an online platform in terms of management, in terms of growth? What are you seeing as some of the big challenges and some of the big opportunities there?
I think with the online space, one of the biggest things you really see is the pace of technology and change, and your player is just always there and can enjoy your product. So it's a little different outlet that way compared to the physical land-based activities that we have. The nature and forms of competition are, you know, not as defined as they are in the land-based space. So we have to really look at putting our best product and offering out there to compete in that space.
I'm curious to know, you are a big advocate for responsible gaming, and SEGA has always taken great steps to ensure that that's a big part of the vision for SEGA. Can you talk about how those two things, when you look at things like record profits, this new online platform, and the balance with responsible gaming, how that's playing out in the province?
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. You know, a priority for us is for people to always enjoy our products and offers responsibly, and it's gaming entertainment. So whether it's in our land-based properties or through our online play now, we implement a number of responsible gaming measures there. We place a high priority on that. We've been partnering with the GameSense program for many years, and all of our properties are also nationally accredited through the Responsible Gaming Council of Canada with their RG Check program. So beyond that, we've got voluntary self-exclusion programs that we carefully manage, and we dedicate $2.5 million of our profits every year to addictions programming, which is done through a related party to us, the First Nation Addiction Rehabilitation Foundation. Mm-hmm. So all of these things, I think we're putting a lot of effort in on that front, and we want to certainly make sure people enjoy things responsibly.
That addictions program, I've followed some of the work that it's done. It's outstanding, but it targets not just responsible gaming and that sort of addiction. It leans into substance use disorders and things like that as well, right, Zane?
Yes. We certainly, they do their piece, and it really helps our industry, and where they can apply their expertise elsewhere, that's great as well.
Part of the model that I think is an important part to mention is how, when you talk about record-breaking profits for SEGA, that really translates into record-breaking payouts. I know to date, over $1.7 billion has been paid out by SEGA to First Nations communities. Can you talk about, I know we just talked a little bit about responsible gaming and the addictions work, but let's talk about other proactive things that communities are able to do in the province as a result of the funds that are raised.
Yeah, I think that's one of the real positive features of the gaming industry as a whole we have in this province is we've worked, I'd say, in partnership between First Nations, government, the charity sector, and really have built up, a very vibrant industry across the casino side, online, the VLT sector, lotteries, and 100% of the profits from all of these activities go back to benefit all of the stakeholders and beneficiaries. So if you look at SEGA, 100% of our profits go back, 50% go out to our First Nation communities, 25% to regional community development corporations that are our First Nation and Tribal Council partners oversee and deliver on, and then 25% goes right back to the provincial government.
Can you give us a sense of things that you know, whether it be formally or informally, you've heard from communities they've been able to do as a result of the SEGA community investments?
Probably as a general observation, our communities, I think, all deal with demands that go beyond the resources that they have available. I think one example is just look at the wildfires affecting the north here recently. So they really manage well. So if we can generate resources to help out and, with the situation or help raise quality of life, we do see and hear feedback on programs and services that they can provide with gaming resources. We get some feedback as well on just public facilities that normally would not be there without the help of gaming dollars. So that really helps fuel us up at SEGA and makes us feel good that way. So those are good stories, and we like to support that.
Zane Hansen is my guest, the president and CEO of the Saskatchewan Indian Gaming Authority. Before I let you go, what's on the horizon? What do you see over the next year or maybe into the future here in the next 5 years or so for SEGA?
Yeah, some really neat stuff, Evan. We went through quite a period through the pandemic where we just had to find a way to survive. And of course, that meant no reinvestment back into our business. So we've got a full modernization and renewal and expansion going on with one of our larger properties, Northern Lights Casino in Prince Albert. So towards spring, you'll kind of see the first phase of that open up. It's going to be just a beautiful property. We've got some expansions to the floor to make room out at Dakota Dunes. We've just seen a lot of growth and development with our partners out there. And it is our largest market. So by November, you'll start to see things open up a bit larger at Dakota. For our customers, the SIGA Rewards customized reward program has been really well received, and we're seeing technology now really let us integrate more with them with the recent app released, and you'll see more promotions and events and exciting ways to enjoy SIGA Rewards here into the fall.
Always appreciate having you on the show, Zane. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks so much, Evan.
Zane Hansen, SIGA president and CEO. The release just went out yesterday. Record-breaking profit year for the gaming operator, 24-25 year. $378 million in gross revenue. And, of course, as Zane talked about, that profit is then redistributed back into communities around the province. And this year, wildfire relief was no doubt a big part of the way that some of those northern communities could use those funds that came from gaming in the province. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.